This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, and the Indian Armed Forces took revenge for the terror attack in just 22 minutes.
22 minute mein 22 April ka badla nirdharit lakshya ke saath hamari sena ne le liya. Dusra paksh adhine adhik ji Pakistan ke saath हमारी लड़ाई की तो कई बात नहीं, लेकिन ये पहली ऐसी भारत की रणनीति बनी कि जिसमें पहले जहां कभी नहीं गए थे वहां हम पहुंचे. पाकिस्तान के कोने कोने में आतंकी अड्डों को धुआं धुआं कर दिया गया.
He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. He refuted the mediation claims, saying that no world leader has asked to stop Operation Sindoor. Responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha, the Prime Minister said, India destroyed the terror camps situated deep inside Pakistan during Operation Sindoor.
Aaj Pakistan bhi bhali bhanti jaan gaya hai ki Bharat ka har jawab pehle se jyada tagda hota hai. Use ye bhi pata hai कि अगर भविष्य में नौबत आई तो भारत आगे कुछ भी कर सकता है. और इसलिए मैं फिर से लोकतंत्र के इस मंदिर में दोहराना चाहता हूं, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर जारी है. पाकिस्तान ने दुस्साहस की अगर कल्पना की तो उसे करारा जवाब दिया जाएगा.
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack were eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev yesterday. He said, the three rifles that were seized from the terrorists were used in the Pahalgam attack. On the other hand, taking part in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by it. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government, but he accused the centre for lack of will to fight. Several other members, including Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, K. Kanimoy of the DMK, Shiva Sena's Shrikant Shinde and Nishikant Dubey of BJP also took part in the discussion. The Rajya Sabha is also holding a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and the security forces for eliminating the three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor. On the other hand, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said, Uri, Pulwama and now Pahalgam attack showed intelligence failure. Several other members, including Tiruchi Shiva of DMK and Sagarika Ghosh of TMC, also participated in the discussion. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that India is witnessing a renewed surge in oil and gas exploration, particularly in offshore regions. In a written reply to a starred question in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Puri stated that the opening of nearly 1 million square kilometres of erstwhile no-go offshore areas in 2022 has been a landmark development. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted two consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile yesterday and today, from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. Pralay is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi ballistic missile employing state of the art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. And that is the end of this news bulletin.